Carol McAteer has been working as a pediatric research coordinator for AMPATH under Rachel Vreeman since 2014. Her research specifically focuses on the impact of a counseling intervention on clinical outcomes for HIV-positive adolescents in Western Kenya. Every year, Carol travels back and forth between Indiana and Eldoret to work on the research projects. Her story is titled Walking Together. Can we welcome her?
In January 2014, I first moved to Eldoret, Kenya, and I quickly learned how wonderful the Kenyans I work with are. One of the most important relationships that I've formed through AMPATH is with my Kenyan counterpart, Josephine. She and I approach every work situation together, and if we have a differing opinion, we use that as an opportunity to learn from one another, as opposed to a roadblock stopping our progress. She and I have used this work ideology to form the basis of our friendship, which is mutual respect. On a daily basis now, after 2 years working together, we are in constant communication, texting back and forth on WhatsApp for hours about very important matters dealing with study progress or what next to do, or other important matters like what color to paint her living room, or even which next Kenyan eligible bachelor I should start dating. Her favorite topic. As a Mzungu, or an outsider living in Kenya, one of the most rewarding experiences is to be welcomed into the home of a Kenyan, to be able to share laughs with one another, to learn about the subcultures of food, trying omena, which is like little fish, which can be super slimy. Not a fan, but, or eating brown ugali and sharing laughs and watching a football game with their significant others. And my favorite, playing with their children. Josephine's boys and I now have a 2-year-long wrestling battle, and I have always won. So now, anytime I come to Kenya, I walk into Josephine's home, and I'm greeted by her husband, and then I can immediately expect an ambush by 2 young boys jumping off the back of the couch, trying to hold on with like koala-esque grips. And now, as time goes on and they're growing, I'm realizing that I will eventually lose. In 2014, towards the end of the year, Josephine welcomed me to a trip to Homa Bay, which is a small town on Lake Victoria, to meet her mother. Now, despite us being about 3 hours late for lunch, due to taking some wrong turns somewhere along the way, her mother greeted us with the warmest smile, nice hugs, and reheated food. And we sat there for hours, storying, as Kenyans like to say, and sharing our life experiences with one another as her boys played with remote control cars at our feet. In 2015, Josephine's mother suddenly passed away from a tetanus infection. I was in the US at the time that I had heard this news, and I was completely outraged by some of the severe realities of the limitations of working in global health, that something that is so controlled for in the United States has taken the life of this woman that I've grown to love and that has caused such great pain to my friend Josephine. The very next day, I bought a ticket to Kenya so that I can come and pay my respects to Margaret and be with Josephine during that time. I arrived in Eldoret, and I took all my luggage and put it into my house and immediately made a nice big cup of coffee for myself, took my keys to the car, and started driving to Homa Bay, which is normally a 3-hour drive if you take the correct roads. Now, despite all my attempts of trying to make the trip to meet the procession of cars for the funeral at the very beginning, I hit a couple of roadblocks, including having to change a tire with a broken car jack, and me standing on the side of the road changing said tire, getting struck by a moving couch along the road. Now, for those of you who have been in Kenya, you can think of all of the things that could possibly hit you as you're standing on the side of the road, like a picky driver, which is a motorcycle, or maybe another car or a matatu, or maybe a herd of livestock that always have poor decision-making skills in crossing the road at an inopportune time. But never would you think that quite possibly I'm going to be hit by a couch today. And that was me. So I was on the floor or on the ground collecting my wits about me after said couch collision and quickly changed the tire despite the broken jack and got into the car and made it to the end of the procession. It was rainy season in Homa Bay, so as soon as we turned off the main tarmac road, what used to be dirt roads were now covered in mud. So that eventually stifled some of the smaller cars, and we had to shuffle funeral goers into our larger cars in order to make it to the church. When we arrived at the church, there was standing room only. Hundreds of community members and family members were there to pay their respects to Josephine's mother, a woman who spent much of her time in the community and helping with the church. After the church service, I first saw Josephine, and we walked to each other, struggling in our gum boots or rain boots, trying to get to each other, and we held each other in a close embrace for a long time, tearing up, understanding the severity of the support that we have for one another. Sorry. After that, we walked together hand in hand to her mother's home for the funeral. This past month, I was actually given the opportunity to travel with Rachel Vreeman and with Josephine on her first international trip to South Africa to attend the International AIDS Society conference, where we shared some of the research that we worked so hard on together. It was so exciting to stand there next to her with our poster behind us, each of us talking to random individuals, asking questions and looking at each other in approval and be like, yes, this is awesome. And we also successfully helped two adolescents who are infected with HIV who attend AMPATH clinics to get scholarships to actually attend the International AIDS Society as delegates, where they learned a lot from other HIV-infected children from around the world and were able to talk about their own case management and gave them a lot of hope for their future. My relationship with Josephine, both personal and work, to me epitomizes one of the main tenets of AMPATH, a partnership. And our partnership that is rooted deeply in love and respect has bettered the lives of some adolescents living with Kenya and will continue to better the lives of adolescents in Kenya. I will forever be thankful to AMPATH for the possibility of this partnership and for the possibility of working with this group. Thank you.